BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's loads on it, including Greg James getting an absolute soaking on innuendo bingo, Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, that was weird, and an awkward chat with Strictly Come Dancing and BBC Breakfast's Susanna Reid. We think she's been ignoring us, but I managed to smooth it over with my chat. What do I get for Chris's dad's birthday? 1D, family fortunes, it's all here.
BBC Radio
1. Oh, I'm all over the place.
What's up, man?
Just a lot going on at the moment. It's all good, though. Now, I need to let you know, because I know that I ask you when you take holiday from the show to let me know about it, so it's only fair that I do the same. I'm not here again on Friday. Again.
Is there a decent excuse this time?
Well, I think it was pretty decent last time, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So this Friday, I'm not on. Who's on?
Dev.
Dev's on Friday, back on Monday, because I'm going to be hosting 1D Day on the internet. Now, I'm aware that I've taken a few Fridays off recently, but if you are a fan of One Direction, then I know that you will forgive me straight away.
So explain to me what this day is.
So basically all their fans from around the world globally get together and watch this thing that's happening on the internet. And it's on Saturday. Only I'm going to LA for it. Sure,
whoa.
Just for the weekend. For one day, really.
You're going to LA for one day?
Yes, I am.
That's insane.
It's pretty crazy. But it's going to be good. So it's just me and the boys in a studio for about 7 hours. But there's like loads of great things happening. I can't tell you what they are. Mostly because I don't know a lot of it. But I'm going to be kind of co-hosting it with the boys.
But if you're a One Direction fan, I take it this is like the biggest thing.
It's huge because it's kind of like all about the new album. We'll be doing some challenges. There'll be people creating their own videos. And all the fans will be celebrating all around the world. Like fans from everywhere will be getting involved with 1D Day. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm sorry I'm not here Friday. So that's the weekend. And then tonight, something that's really stressing me out, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Some people are saying it's not a good enough excuse and I should be here on Friday anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Dev on Friday and I'll be doing 1D Day. It's going to be really good. With One Direction. And that was story of my life. So, yeah, lots to say today. Tonight, guess what I'm doing?
Well, I mean, the hints that you were giving away just then when we were talking to Fern... I mean, it's quite incredible.
Tonight, I'm doing Family Fortunes. Oh, God.
Are you not afraid of showing your family off?
Yes.
They're lovely.
They are lovely, but yes. My dad is really stressing me out.
He's going to be the star of the show, you know that.
Well, he's told me some jokes that he wants to say, and I'm like, no, you can't say that. Really inappropriate jokes for a family show. But he thinks he's being funny. Not. They can't hear this now, it's fine. They're already in the studio and I'm going to go and join them afterwards. It's not live, obviously, thank God. So it's going to be shown in the new year. So it's Vernon doing it and the Mills family are on.
So will you be the Millses then?
I believe it's the Mills family.
Right. And you've chosen a good selection of your family, have you?
I like to think so, yeah. My dad's in there. You've met my dad.
Yes.
Well, what could go wrong, do you think?
Listen, I think he's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really pleased he's on.
Okay, imagine him on television.
I know, but this is...
Think about it.
Yeah. But
you see why this is really stressing me out today?
I know, but I'm really pleased you've got your dad on.
Why?
Because he's... Honestly, it's going to make everything great.
He rang me at 7 o'clock this morning going, right, we're about to leave Southampton. I still don't know what to wear. I'm like, Dad, it's fine. Just wear like a shirt or, I don't know, like get a suit out. Oh, I don't know which one. Oh, God.
Mm.
And this has been, it's been on to me for about, well, we've known about it for about 6 weeks. So every day there's been a phone call about it.
Are you not concerned that this whole game relies on the first thing that pops into your head?
Yes,
when
I am. And also I'm not good under pressure. So I think we're going to, and also they don't tell you who the other team are. They don't reveal it until you're on.
Mm.
So I don't know who I'm up against.
Do you genuinely not know?
No, honestly, I don't. I was hoping it was going to be Joey Essex, but he's in the jungle.
Oh God, yeah, if you lose. It could be, there's just, the annoying thing is it doesn't go out tonight, obviously.
They can edit it though, can't they, to make us look more intelligent?
Do you really think that's the way they're going to go?
No. They're going to leave everything in. Oh no. I found this clip which made me feel a bit better, which is from Family Fortunes back in the day. It's like, this is probably like early 80s, I think. But this has made me feel a lot better. Check this out. So this guy is about to do, you know, the final round where two people have to answer the same questions.
Yeah.
Head to head. A lot of pressure. There's a spotlight on them. The lights go down. And, you know, I mean, this guy is obviously feeling the pressure.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
Now, what an opening thing that is to say. And that's obviously not Vernon. This is before Vernon was born, I think. What if he goes to me? Hello, Scott. Nice to see you sober.
It's an odd line, that.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to see you sober.
It's a weird thing to say.
it's a weird opener,
isn't it?
Now, you've got 20 seconds on the clock. It will not start until I've asked you the first question. You're in a pretty good position, so if you get it right, you could walk away with a big lot of money. Already all set?
Yes, yeah.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
No!
It's going to be your dad.
No, that's my dad. That's what my dad's going to be like. And again.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
What?
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
That's what Pete Mills is going to be like tonight.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
Okay, let's not talk about it anymore. That was James Arthur. Do you ever wonder what he's doing these days? I do.
Well, not tweeting.
Yeah, he's not, is he? And therefore you don't know what he's up to anymore.
Hmm.
It's just James Arthur HQ. I'm going to start tweeting Scott Mills HQ because it makes you sound a lot more important than you actually are.
Is it definitely not just James Arthur?
No, I don't know, but I'm just putting HQ on the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll never know, but he's gone a lot quieter, that's for sure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm so up for a game of innuendo bingo today.
I'm really in the mood for it as well.
I don't know why, I'm just in a really good mood before I crash and burn on television with my family tonight. So Greg James is playing today. He's not been on for a while. If, ladies, the idea of seeing Greg James a bit wet puts you in the mood, then go to the Radio 1 website after the next song, after Churches and Lies, because we're going to play in innuendo bingo with Greg. And if you've never watched before, let me know if it's your first time on 81199. Or you can tweet at BBCR1. Chris, do you not think your T-shirt might freak him out a little bit?
Why? Just celebrating him, innit?
Where did you find that?
Literally just found it in the cupboard. Thought, perfect.
So today, today Chris is sporting a top with Greg James on it. It's a bit like your Hilary DeVay one, but it's Greg.
Yeah.
Greg from, I would say, when he first started at Radio 1.
It's like circa 2007.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll go with it. Look, we'll go with it.
So, it's before he got his kind of like Radio 1 DJ makeover. Look.
I like it because it'll be like I'm spitting on him and he's spitting on a picture of himself.
Yeah. So, if you want to watch this, and why wouldn't you? Come on. It's Tuesday lunchtime. Let's get in the mood. Innuendo Bingo is coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. And this is Greg James. Hello.
Hello.
You okay?
Yep. I'm so ready, by the way.
What are you wearing, please?
We bought this for Andy Murray last week. It's a Smithy top, you know, from Gavin and Stacey. It's like his zip up shell suit top. Do you like it, Chris?
Yeah.
Look what he's wearing.
Should I take it off?
It's like this.
Picture of me on it.
From back in the day, look.
me from back in the day.
Isn't it?
That was the first ever picture taken of me at Radio 1.
You look a bit scared.
I was scared.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your jacket, though.
What?
Do you want me to take the jacket off?
Jacket off.
All right.
Fine.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah,
is that one? That is one. So if you want to get on the Radio 1 website right now, should we do it now? Should we put the cameras on? Shall we?
I'm so ready for this.
Yeah, I am as well. We're all bang up for this today.
This sounds lame. This is going to sound lame, but I woke up excited to do Innuendo Bingo.
Yes!
Honestly,
very good to
that's
very
the way it should be.
It's very
the
lame, it but be. I thought I'm really excited.
If only more celebrities followed your lead. So if you want to get to the Radio 1 website right now, you can watch us, even on your phone. Watch us, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. On your computer, laptop, tablet, make it happen.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yes.
Thank you.
Cameras are on. Did you like it that I played the celebrity version? It's time to make another celebrity wet.
What, instead of the...
Oh, I didn't hear that.
The Normo one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Just for the... Yeah, because I only play that for the celebrities, not the Normos.
Good.
So, just doing my hair there for the cameras. God, I'm shiny today. Massive shiny head.
I'm shiny as well, probably. Mm.
So
right.
I need
rematch,
Chris.
You ready?
Wait, are we saying face and everything? Or
I'm saying everywhere.
Everything.
Absolutely everywhere.
I'm so ready.
Get it on.
And unlike last time, you did a load of leaking last time. Remember?
He does that, yeah. No, when was the last time you played?
I don't know. It's good. It's a good few months.
Yeah.
I reckon just before the summer, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so Neil and Bolton is already ready. Dazzle and Bambi are first-time watchers today on their phone. Bingo Virgins.
Ah, Bingo Virgins. Welcome along, the Virgins.
Mark with a C, quite specific about that, in Chester, is first-time watching Innuendo Bingo today. Let me know if it's your first time. Are we ready, lads?
Hang on.
It's Innuendo Bingo with Greg James. It's happening right now on Radio 1 and the Radio 1 website.
Ready, Greg, you're on?
Yeah. All good.
Okay, here we go. Right, first up, loads of water, please, for this one today. Mm-hmm. Let's get it wet. Phil Spencer, secret agent again. Now, the thing is, this is just a warm-up, all right? Because he knows what he's doing, as we all know. But just a warm-up with Phil Spencer.
Will I be able to impress Lisa upstairs? Compared to what she's become used to, I'm worried she could find what I've got to offer too small.
Knows what he's doing, though. It's very knowing.
I'm worried she could find what I've got to offer too small.
Thanks to everyone who emailed that on Monday. Thanks for emails.
He's got to up his game.
Yeah,
if he knows he's doing it, he's got to go. Phil, if you're listening, go
you're
for
right.
it.
You're right.
Come on, Phil. And come on, please come on the show at some point and play bingo with us.
Mm.
You're on it enough. Now over to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. And Little Mo seems to be really looking forward to spending 2 weeks with Joey Essex.
People are expecting him to sort of like scream and, you know, I can't do that. But I'd like to see him have a bash.
Think about it.
Don't hold back.
Little Mo.
I'd like to see him have a bash.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be British about it, Greg.
No, I didn't. I held it.
Go for his face.
Is Little Mo still on?
Hey!
Yeah. No, I agree.
No, she's not. Left years ago. When was the last time you watched EastEnders?
Little Mo's not on. Right. Big Mo. Different story.
Yeah. Alan in Norwich and a load of other people spotted that one. Give yourself the points if you spotted it and send it to me.
Big Mo's always in our hearts.
And our favourite from last week now. Water, please. Lots of it. Mm-hmm. As we always do, we got too much information from Sarah Cox.
It's just so horrible. It's like the worst start to the day ever. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about my the hairy plug hole there.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, someone's just reminded us that it's supposed to be shirts off bingo today.
No, it's not.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Don't need
to do all right, then. Maybe
it's the winter. We've got winter fat on.
Yes.
Exactly. Winter fat.
the hairy plug hole.
Don't surround me, I'm back.
Ooh. Yeah, the hairy plug hole. Yeah.
So, Sam Suckling's watching for the first time, so is David.
By the way.
And Nat, hi.
I haven't noticed this microphone's got a plastic glove on it.
Isn't it horrible?
Yes, really horrible.
You'll notice that if you're watching the website. It makes it even more sinister.
So creepy.
Yeah.
It's like an udder. An empty udder.
Come on, Chris. Come on, Craig. Let's get involved, Greg. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Come on, loads of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy in Newcastle's watching you.
That's not one.
Not even one.
All right.
Call him.
Okay, so now over to Coronation Street from earlier in the week, where David and Audrey were having a heart-to-heart, and listen to Audrey really not trying to draw attention to the elephant in the room here.
What's the point? You saw Kylie.
Yes, I did. And I won't pretend you haven't got a big job on.
Audrey!
Audrey, you minx.
And I won't pretend you haven't got a big job on.
Yeah. Yes. Charlie emailed that one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Are we into it now, lads?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, next over to BBC Radio 1 and The Greg James Show with Greg James. And... like, I know you do like your listeners to get involved with the show, Greg, but I think this might be too far.
What do you fancy? Maybe you've had a really naff Monday. Really bad, just miserable weather, miserable traffic, miserable people at school, miserable people at work.
And
if that is you, then I want you to unload in my direction.
What are you on about?
You know where you were going in that link, Greg?
What was that?
Oh, it's got your fringe now. Oh, things are slipping. There we are.
Yeah.
Greg James.
Unload in my direction.
Yeah.
That was yesterday, wasn't
Roshan
it?
Spotted that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Roshan.
Backstabber. Okay, here we go. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Not sensing anyone's that wet yet. Let's change that. Oh, you are. Okay, you are. Mm. Sorry. One from a few weeks ago now. Do you know what? Fern Cotton, like, she looks really kind of innocent, but she used to get to all sorts in her youth.
It's too obvious. It's too obvious. Zayn will know that I'm going to pick Hanson. And they were my... they're not even a guilty pleasure. I blimmin' love them. And over the years, I've basically forced them into me... into letting me into...
Hanson!
Over the years, I've basically forced them into me.
Oh, good. Oh, dear.
Good.
Patrick's watching, and also Chris is watching for the first time.
Chris has got... because you do this so often, Chris, your technique is to do no eye contact.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, you've got this technique.
No, we'll go to eye. We can look do at, eyes if you want.
Let's do
look
eyes.
At me.
All right,
come on.
Like you mean it.
Okay. Next. Ready?
Mm.
Let's go over to Monty Don.
Why does that make you weak, Chris?
Okay, now it's over to Monty Don on Gardener's World. And Monty is very excited. Chris. Monty Don is very excited.
That was in there for so long, I actually smell your breath.
Come on.
Your breath is on my face.
Yes.
All right, need some more water.
It's Monty Don on Gardener's World.
I need to water myself. Oh, that's one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Monty is very excited here to get his hands on a brand new invention.
We've got two types of box here. We've got one with a circular hole, which is perfect for tits.
It's a bird box.
A circular hole, which is perfect for tits.
How handy is that? Okay. More water, please. Monty Dodd.
Look at these guys.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat? I love it too.
I think I know this. Pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef.
Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please do.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Chris, you got Greg three times. It's still good, isn't it? Still good.
My absolute favourite thing. Play him again.
I'm looking for beef.
Well, here, Ray. Just some more.
Film it, Buttercup.
There you go,
just
have one.
Thank you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Greg, you're a mess. Oh.
He just squirted.
Always oh, flawed.
Love.
Okay. It's going well.
It's so wet.
It's good, isn't it?
So wet today.
You're right, Greg.
Look at this. You see my nips?
Look at it.
Cut glass with them.
Look at them.
Look at my nips.
Look at them.
And now a classic from Lady Mary on Downton Abbey. And Mary has a very clear idea of what she's doing this evening. She wants to tell you about it.
And as I said, I'm sure this lapse is as much my fault as yours. But I suggest we don't mention it again. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time to go down.
On Downton as well.
It's time to go down.
Oh, very racy. Yeah.
This third series has been very racy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Water, please.
Okay. You should be in downtown.
I'd love to be in
downtown.
Downtown, wherever
I'd love
it is.
To be in downtown.
You'd be epic.
Alice Levine should be in downtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vintage lady.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Sorry?
Would she be in charge of the kitchen?
Oh, I see. Like, I think probably...
Posh?
No, she wouldn't be in the kitchen. She'd be having
no,
the servants.
You need like a couple of poshos to look after the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Me and her could look after the kitchen.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Back to Just This Morning now on Radio 1. Mm-hmm. And Fern Cotton was having a very intimate chat with Ellie Goulding. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Now, we've all learnt a lot about Ellie over the years. But I never knew this. Check if you did, Greg.
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely Thank piano you. As well. It's gorgeous. What's your penis called?
Chris.
What?
What's your penis called?
She's just saying it.
That was so beautiful.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, and lovely Thank piano you. As well. It was gorgeous. What's your penis called?
Chris.
The guy playing the piano. Oh. Pianist.
It's a lovely man. Never heard him called that before.
No, I never knew that about her. Okay, more water, please. Yes. And it's a classic now from Nicky Chapman. Why is that funny? It is, though. Classic now from Nicky Chapman on Escape to the Country. And one of those quaint rural traditions here.
And in true country tradition, we're bypassing the front door and heading for the back entrance.
Nicky Chapman, think about it.
Heading for the back entrance.
Little wee there, out of both mouths. One more.
Nicky Chapman.
No. Who'd have thought? All right. And finally, over to a play on Radio 4 about Florence Nightingale and her good work.
Madam, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I slid my fingers between her lips.
What a state.
What a mess. Incredible scenes here at BBC Radio 1.
My fingers between her lips.
And that was today's innuendo bingo. Greg, that was absolutely brilliant.
Please may you Winton me one more time.
I'll Winton?
Let's see if I can hold.
Yes.
Let's see if I can hold.
Yep.
What? Right, let's see
up
if
for
can,
that. Let's do the whole thing.
Let's see if I'm immune to Dale Winton.
Take
I'm
as
not
much
sure.
water as you can,
I'm
please.
I'm trying to do a full cup.
Let's Dale.
Full cup. Full cup it. Okay.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat? I love it too.
Thinking all this, pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef. Dude.
Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please, Bill.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
You can't do it! Chris, you went straight away.
It's too good.
It is so good.
Shall I accept head?
I'm looking for beef.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, this is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Still getting over that bingo today. Everyone all right? Everyone okay?
I've just about dried off.
Yeah. I like it that you relax after a game of bingo by watching hippos farting.
No, I just saw it on the internet. Oh,
why? Quite extreme, isn't it?
It's just, it is another level, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good to know how you relax, you know? It's a very tense game today.
Well, I think it is weird when people imagine what goes on when the songs are playing.
Yeah, it's just you looking up hippos farting.
I'd be interested to know what people think goes on when, you know, like, we do
nothing.
Talk. And, well, no, we do talk.
Oh, yeah, like, we don't just ignore each other until the song finishes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. No, we're like, we've been mates for years. It's all good.
Yeah.
Right. You know when you take a selfie, how often do you do that?
I suppose increasingly, but I don't do it as much as other people do.
No. How long does it take you to get one that you're happy with?
The thing is, because of the phone, you can click it loads and loads and loads of times.
Yeah.
Like, rapid. But then it takes ages going through them all.
I don't take them that often. But you're right, it's getting more because everyone's doing it.
It's long-winded.
But it takes me ages because, like, I can't find an angle that's good, you know what I mean? You're never happy with the way you look.
Yeah.
However, the selfie that Fern Cotton and Ellie Goulding tweeted today from the Radio 1 account, Fern should have really got picture approval on that.
Show me.
Well, she looks like an egg with grey hair.
Oh, yeah, God, that's not good, is it?
It's awful. And Ellie looks really good. Now, Fern... You know, I'm not very good with the ladies, am I? Fern is a lovely-looking woman.
Yeah.
Isn't she? I mean, she's a stunner. You see her on Children in Need?
Right.
Four.
But you're saying this picture
is that right to say? Is that okay to say four?
Represent. It's kind of weird when you're talking about colleagues and that, isn't
it? Sure, yeah. That could get a bit weird. But that's not a good picture, is it? Look, it's on the Radio 1 website. Look. God.
But you are going a bit over the top with it.
Do you think?
But do you think this is just one that Ellie looks
so it's like an egg.
Very good in and has therefore gone, we'll have that one?
I think it's... Goulding,
you know I mean?
Goulding has gone, that's a great picture.
What happened?
Doesn't, yeah.
I like it when people do that. Ignore everyone else. Everyone else
absolutely.
Might be blinking.
Yeah. Like the other person looks absolute rubbish, but it doesn't matter because it's a good one of me. That's exactly what Ellie's done on there.
Yeah. You've been guilty of this in the past. I've seen when it's either a photo of us or a photo with a guest, and I might have my eyes fully closed.
Doesn't matter.
But you're looking good.
I look good. So Ellie was in the live lounge today. She did her Children in Need single, which we're going to play in a minute, How Long Will I Love You? And also a brilliant cover of Bastille single of the night, mixed in with a bit of Storm Queen, as you do. Ellie now holds the title of most proposed to live lounge artist after today's performance. True. So the videos will be online later today. Definitely worth a watch if you're a fan of Ellie.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I love it when people try and stir it on Twitter, don't you?
What's happened?
Well, there's this dude that's just been on going, atting Ellie Goulding in the Twitter message. You don't look like a grey-haired egg, like Scott Mills says. It's like, I didn't say that.
No, it was Fern
that I said looked like a grey-haired egg. Right, but now Ellie's going to see that because she obviously reads her own Twitter. Or does she? Or does she tweet from HQ like James Arthur? No, I think she does her own Twitter.
I know Fern reads hers, but I'm sure no one's messaged her.
Now Ellie's going to just stirring it up for no reason. Don't do it. I didn't even say that. I said it was Fern that looked like the egg.
Right.
Not Ellie Goulding. I said that she looked fit.
Well, maybe
that's why she chose the picture.
Maybe you should tweet Ellie now just saying, just to clarify,
you don't look like an egg.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so Susanna Reid has been on overnight. Sending me a DM and then a text message. And we need to speak to Susanna Reid at 2:45 because I don't think she's happy.
So do you want to kind of clarify what the situation is right now?
Okay, so a while ago we said that we would support Susanna Reid on Strictly. I think she stayed away from us because of our track record. Like, basically, if we support you on a reality show, we are the kiss of death and you will go out of the competition. So she ignored us for a while. It was a polite decline. And then maybe the other day we went on Fern Cotton's show and then Fern said that she was rude. Now, obviously, it's a joke. And then I maybe said hashtag Susanna Rude. And now it's escalated.
Well, it's because she didn't reply even when
Fern
tweeted.
She's really busy. She's got, like, training going on. She gets up at crap o'clock in the morning to do the TV. She's got kids. She's got a lot going on. Do you know what I mean? So I feel bad now. So I want to make friends with Susanna Reid after 2:30. Like, we'll call her up. I've got a number.
So the DMs and messages that you've been receiving, angry ones? Not happy?
Not happy, no.
Right, not happy.
A bit head mystery.
Do you think the hashtag Susanna Rude?
I think that may have pushed her over the edge.
Right,
and that's actually Fern Cotton's fault. So, Susanna, if you're listening, nothing to do with me. It's Fern Cotton that said that.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll speak to Susanna Reid after 2:30 and try and smooth things over.
So you need to go on a charm offensive with her, really.
We really do. I mean,
all the compliments.
She's brilliant on Strictly, and I love her on the TV. And I don't want there to be any kind of, you know, beef at all.
Okay.
So I'm going to speak to Reid and then really butter her up after 2:30.
I'm fascinated to know how you're going to do this.
Listen to me as I charm my way out of it.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Absolutely not.
Lines prefer, or
right,
anything
if you can
like
leave
that?
The studio, that would be good.
How about I write down some things you could say to her?
No, because you're going to stitch me up.
No.
No, you will, though.
No, I'll yes, give you will, my though. Best lines.
No, you will, though. No, leave it to me. Thank okay. you. Can I just say the stars are queuing up to play Innuendo Bingo at the moment. Next week, on Tuesday, Ollie Murs is going to be on playing bingo.
That'd be good.
Innuendo Bingo. Bingo, was it? Bingo Innuendo.
Yeah,
bingo Innuendo. Yeah. I love it, Scotty. So that's going to be on with Murs on Tuesday, 1:45. And Thursday at 1:45, the Vamps next week are going to be playing Innuendo Bingo. All of the Vamps next week. That's good. Meanwhile, Sam Bailey off of X Factor. She's very keen.
In a queue now.
Join the queue. And Shelley off X Factor, you know, the Gert Lush one. She wants to come on as well. They're all wanting to come on this week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's nearly time to call Susanna Reid. I'm really nervous.
I don't think you should be nervous.
Do you think she's going to be all right?
I think if you just use your best lines on her, you're good with the ladies.
I'm not, though, am I? That's no. The problem. Really not. I don't know what to say. I go red, I get flustered. Okay. Wish me luck, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Susanna Reid.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Is Chris around?
Yeah, he's here. Yeah, yes.
Oh, hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Are you in training for Strictly right now?
Certainly. Every spare moment, Scott, I'm in training, which is why I haven't had a moment to speak to you, but you found me in the gym.
Okay.
And here I am.
So you haven't been ignoring us because we're the kiss of death, have you?
You're not the kiss of death, though.
Well, we are, because like we supported Rachel Riley for a bit and Deborah Meaden because they asked us to and I'm easily led. And then they went out of the contest.
Well, yeah, I admit your strike rate isn't great.
No.
But frankly, I appreciate the support. And
okay.
At the moment, we're training for the Cha-Cha and it's not going terribly well. So what I'm hoping is that we can reverse the jinx.
Yes.
And that you can actually be positive good luck for me, because I tell you what, I need it this week.
Well, you did a great Paso Doble.
Thank you very much. We set the floor alight with Kevin's footwork and those
39 points, 3 tens and a nine.
Oh, can't believe it. It was absolutely amazing. I was a bit overwhelmed, as you probably noticed, on Saturday night. I just could not believe it. I don't think I'll have another moment like that in my life.
You must be so tired.
No, I'm not tired. And the key to not being tired is don't let yourself think you're tired. I just never think I'm tired, so I don't get tired.
Well, and you're quite a mover.
Thank you very much indeed. You're quite a mover as well.
Did you
say you're in the gym at the moment?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Doing a bit of work.
It doesn't sound like you're working hard enough, if I'm honest.
Well, what do you mean she stopped to speak to us?
That was the point. The thing is, I have been working so hard and that has meant I haven't been able to talk to you, so I thought I'd stop, and now you're having a go at me for not working hard.
Exactly.
Mm.
Now, Fern, can I just say that Fern Cotton, I mean, she's been so rude about you.
Has she? What's she been saying?
Well, she called you Susanna Reid. Now, I know you thought that was me. Can I just say that was all Fern Cotton?
Only because
I know you're busy. You've got children to look after. You've got BBC Breakfast. You've got all the dancings to do and the trainings. And basically, you didn't reply to one of Fern's tweets and she's got Mardy about it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No,
and the thing
is, fine.
I love Fern. So can I just say now, I hate the idea that Fern thinks I'm rude because I'm just not.
I can tell you by your voice.
No, because she did that hashtag.
She did. Hashtag Susanna Reid. She started that. But she will reverse it now because like you've been so lovely, as I thought you always were.
Thank you very much. Well, I hope she can forgive me. And I hope Radio 1 listeners can forgive me because, honestly, I'm embracing the Scott Mills support and the Chris Stark support because I love you guys and I really, really, really appreciate it.
Okay.
It's my favourite.
So everything's cool between you and Scott now, you would say, because he's been worried about speaking to you.
Sorry. I hope so.
No, you're
nice. I hope everything's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
All Fern, of course.
Not Fern, of course, but I think it's brilliant between us.
I've clearly got some work to do with Fern.
No, she'll be fine.
What can I do? What can I do to make it up to Fern? What does she like?
I don't know.
Mm.
Cakes.
What,
She doesn't. She likes making cakes, but she doesn't actually eat them. She's a feeder.
Right. Okay.
So that's
I'd happily eat one of her cakes if that will make her happy.
God, Susanna Reid, if you would eat one of Fern Cotton's cakes, she'd be is that one? She'd be putty in your hands or something.
That sounds like what I need to do.
Yeah, I think
we'll have a little tea party with some cakes.
Yes.
And it'll all be cool with me and the fern.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I'm you're doing so well. What are you doing this week? What dance? Cha-cha, is it?
Cha-cha. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. You've got a lot more energy than I ever thought you would have. It's brilliant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never saw that side of you, the dancing side.
No. I'm a bit surprised myself, actually, having done all that sitting on the sofa reporting the news.
Yeah.
But Bill did it before, and a couple of people from Strictly have, from Breakfast have done Strictly and have loved it. So I thought, when they offered me the chance, I thought, I'll grab it with both hands. But
you're
it
doing
does
brilliant.
Totally consume you, like I would consume one of Fern's cakes.
Yeah, I mean, you really keep up. It's really impressive. It's
Thank
really,
you
really
very
good.
Much.
It's interesting to see. I like watching your tweets as well with the... like, you talk about chasing status.
Yeah.
And Eminem.
Do you like the new album?
Yes. Right, you'd be interested in Zane Lowe's show because each night this week he's got...
An exclusive interview with Eminem.
You know that it's on.
Brilliant. Of
yes.
course I do.
I'm obviously you're too busy to listen live, but you can watch on the Radio 1 YouTube channel when you can.
Can't wait to find the time to do that.
Please can you do your Passanova or whatever it is to an Eminem song 1 week just so we can hear the band give it a go?
Well, the thing is that the other fan of Eminem on Strictly is Kevin, my dance partner.
Oh.
So Cinderella Man might make an appearance. No, it won't. Of course it won't.
Can you imagine? Played by the Strictly band. That would be so good. Also, Miss Reid, you've been a subject on Real or No Real recently. It's basically, our true or false game. Can you help us confirm or deny these?
BBC newsreader and Strictly Come Dancing contestant Susanna Reid is a big fan of dubstep.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
And also this one.
Susanna Reid has size 13 feet.
Real or no real?
Can you imagine if I said that was real? I'd be like walking around like some kind of clown.
You wouldn't be as fast a mover as you are, Reid.
I don't think you noticed size 13 feet on that Strictly dance floor on Saturday night.
I know. I mean, everything looks bigger on TV, but they're not 13, are they?
They're not. They're size 4.5.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of big difference. Okay, that's definitely a no real. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm really pleased we had this chat, and good luck for Saturday with the cha-cha.
Thank you so much, and I really embrace the support. Thank
fully,
you.
Fully behind you, Miss Reid.
Can you just get Fern to have a chat with me, and we'll talk cake, and I'll happily eat it, and eat humble pie, and anything else she wants me
Sounds
to eat.
Sounds quite erotic. Yes, okay.
This is great.
Okay, good. All right, good to speak to you, Susanna.
Lovely to talk to you
Love
guys.
You, bye.
Cheers, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I think that...
some questionable lines there, Mills, from
you. I think that went well. What? What did I say?
Went in smoothing things over.
Yeah, what?
The stuff about her having more energy than you thought she would.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? It's oh, God, I'm rubbish with ladies. I thought I was being really nice.
It's a sort of... It is a compliment, but it's surrounded by insult.
It's not! Well, it that's is. Not you're insulting, is it?
Well, it is, because you're saying you didn't think she had enough energy.
All she's got to do now is eat Fern's pie and everything will be absolutely fine.
OMG. You were impressed that she could keep up.
Oh, no. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I just get really flustered. You know I do with ladies. I can't do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Radio 1. Lady Gaga and R. Kelly.
Don't do that face.
It's R. Kelly face.
And it's not a nice face. It's like your bass face.
Yeah.
And you do it whenever that song starts, it's the intro on it. It's like a proper dirty face you do. It's not nice.
Think about it. R. Kelly at the back of the club getting naughty.
Yeah.
More. I'm right, thanks. Hey, it's Ron Stark's birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
It is. This is my dad. It's his birthday tomorrow. I've entrusted Scott to sort the birthday present for him.
I haven't done it yet.
Basically, just to shake things up this year, because I've kind of run out of ideas. I've bought him everything from
the gadget shop.
Basically. And so you've stepped in and said that you'll get involved.
Yeah, I will.
But the agreement is I will give you the money for it. You have to sort everything about it.
Yeah.
Including wrapping.
Yeah. So I wrap the present. I give it to you. You're seeing Ron, your dad, tomorrow night. Then you give him the present and go, Happy birthday, Dad. But you don't know what's in it. It's wrapped with love from me. But you have to say it's from you. You do not mention my name.
No, of course. And I'm aware a lot of people will be listening to this, maybe for the first time, hearing this idea and going, that's an awful idea. It's not. We're treating this as a friendship test.
Yeah. Which we haven't done for a while, have we? So
no.
I like the idea of it.
I am trusting you.
Yes, you are. What could go wrong? So I will give you the present. I'll do it tomorrow on air. It'll be wrapped up and then you give it to Ron. Can you, when he opens it though, would you be able to like record what he's saying when he opens it on your phone?
Don't tell him.
Right, just record it. I just want to know what his reaction would be.
But there shouldn't be, it should be a good reaction.
No,
that's
it will be
saying.
A good reaction, but I want to hear, that's what I want to hear. That's it. I want to hear the joy in his voice
good.
When he opens the present.
If that is genuinely what is inspiring you with this,
absolutely.
With your present choice, that's a really nice thing to hear.
Yeah. We'll sort it tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You can do anything you set your mind to, man.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
So, did you hear it last night? Zane Lowe and Eminem only on BBC Radio 1. Zane always gets all these really cool exclusive chats. He's got Jay-Z. He's got Kanye West. Now he's got all three. Eminem, last night between 9 and 10. You can get it on the iPlayer. Get yourself that BBC Radio iPlayer app and the full interview is there. And the video is being released bit by bit, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week on the Radio 1 YouTube.
The video's so good to watch, though, because you see them both squaring up to each other at the start. It's like, because they're both, like, you know, quite serious guys. And so when they both walk into that room, for the first 2 minutes, I found myself watching it. Like, and you are watching them try and establish who's the daddy sort of thing.
And who came
in
out the daddy?
In no bad way, I just mean that...
Who was the daddy?
It's fascinating to see.
Who was the daddy?
Zane. Standing.
Against Eminem? Sure.
No, it's just fascinating to see...
Would you say that
see.
If Eminem was here?
Of course not. No. But it's fascinating to see, like, those two go sit down and just go as serious as they can from the start. Like,
his little bit from last night.
I'm super excited to be here. I was trying to figure out how I was going to top the publicity of yours and Kanye's interview. So I decided I was going to walk in here and just pee on the floor and leave. I'm peeing right now.
Oh, God.
All right.
Clean up, aisle one.
All right, see you guys later.
So that's Eminem having a little wee there on the floor to try and beat the Kanye West publicity.
Don't you
Might
find
work.
It cool that he's even seen that Kanye West did it? That's the power of those interviews.
That's
that
the power
doing.
Of Radio 1. It really is. No one else can do this. They try. They like. They say they can, but they can't actually.
No.
Listen to this as well.
As far as like...
Hello? I mean, the other stations are slicker, but they don't get the they don't get the interviews.
As far as like being a pop star or whatever, like I never intended to be any of that. All I ever wanted to do was get respect from my peers and other rappers, and all the other stuff that came with it was just confusing to me.
So if you want to hear the Eminem chat, it's on iPlayer now, the Zane Lowe show, or you can watch the interview, which we would recommend because it's just fascinating to watch those two.
Your theory with Zane Lowe's shoes as well, I know it's a bit of a sidebar, if that's the correct use of the word.
Sidebar, good use of sidebar.
Thank you. Towards the end of the video, he lifts his shoe up and it's still there.
Oh, what, the half price stick is still there?
Yeah. If it is, as you said it is, in a half price sticker.
Some of the biggest, well, the biggest rappers in the world.
No, but you know what?
Can't take the half price sticker.
No,
off.
But you know what it is? It's because he did the interview with Jay-Z. It went very well, right? Lucky shoes. Probably wearing the same pants.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you change that? You're dead right. I mean, you can't top that Kanye interview. Lucky pants, lucky shoes. Half price sticker on the bottom.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, here he is.
Ow! B-19! Yeah!
Charlie Sloth, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? You alright?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Good.
You still doing all the gigs?
Yeah, just got back from Cardiff.
Playing out live?
Yeah. Loads more Fattest Chance last night.
Oh, where is that? In Cardiff?
In Cardiff, yeah. There was all at the front.
Like, oh, you're fattest!
Yeah, it was going off, actually. Everyone was like, what are they talking about? Like, there was artists with me last night.
Oh.
I do this thing called Charlie Sloth's Zoo, and I bring artists along.
In a zoo?
Do you? Yeah.
And are they dressed as animals, or...?
No. But people do turn up dressed as animals to the zoo. It's quite funny.
Where are you tonight?
Tonight, I'm in Leeds.
Cuz, you're doing too much.
Really?
Yeah, you need to slow it down, mate.
Really?
I mean, I know you're only 26, but seriously.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're going to burn it out.
Like I said, I'm only going to keep this up until the new year, and then I'm going to shrink down to 3 gigs a week.
Just the 3 gigs a week?
Just 3.
Are you going to be bringing your zoo tonight?
Tonight, yes, another zoo tonight in Leeds.
Hey, I've got a busy week, cuz. I'm doing Family Fortunes tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah, can
I? That is sick, cuz.
Isn't it?
I'm going to have to put that on in the car. What time is it on?
Oh, no, it's not live.
Oh. You're filming it.
I like
it. It's on Saturdays, don't it? That?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on
is
the,
that still
the
Vernon?
Year. It's still Vernon, I know. Everyone says that. Is that still Vernon? Yeah, it is. So I'm doing that tonight.
Yeah.
Sick of it.
That's going to be sick.
And I'm going to LA at the weekend.
You're going to LA?
Yeah, just for a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you live that life, man. You live that superstar life, Millsy.
One Direction day, innit?
What? You're going out there to see One Direction?
Yeah, I hosted a little thing with them on the internet. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's like,
you need to get like a little video for my daughter.
What's her name?
Ruby.
Ruby Sloth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. It's a nice name.
Well, just saying her name, Ruby Sloth?
Do you know how she got that name?
No.
Ruby.
Curry?
No. This was going to be a really emotional story.
I'm sorry.
Have you got an emotional bed?
No. Hang on.
Let's get an emotional instrumental one.
I don't know where to find that at this point, do I?
Violins, anything. You can do it, Chris, if you want.
Right, you just do it, Chris.
So, this is actually really emotional, so don't mock it. Yeah, so my daughter was born, and it was a breech birth, which means she come out backwards. And, and when she was born, she wasn't breathing. This is quite a sad story, but it's true. And then the Kaiser Chiefs, Ruby, started playing, and she started breathing. Don't laugh. So I called her Ruby. Yeah, true story that.
Sick fun!
Sick cuss.
That was both beautiful movie. It was all the
emotions. Was it moving?
There. Yeah.
That was scary. Really nice. Is like, yeah.
That so, it's really named nice. So she's named after the Kaiser Chiefs?
The song, yeah.
Wow.
That's really nice.
Really nice.
That's really touched me, actually. Yeah.
You feel like you know me a bit better
Yeah,
now.
I do. I feel like I know
I
you
I kind
a bit
of opened
more.
Up a bit there, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, it's really
I
nice.
I like it when you open up.
Yeah, I do. Well, and just one of the sides of you we don't see. I mean, we've seen most of it. So let's play Real or No Real now. And a selection of facts. Real or No Real, that's all I need to know from you lot.
In 2005, the president of Turkmenistan issued a decree banning all lip-syncing in live music performances as he didn't care for it.
Now, on Friday, of course, there was one about the president of Turkmenistan banning cheesecake. But has he also banned lip-syncing?
I can't remember if Fridays was real or no real, but I like the idea that these people have so much power and they just kind of, if they don't like it, no one's allowed to like it.
I really like it, yeah.
That kind of, it's that kind of idea. With the lip-syncing...
Some would say it's a dictatorship.
Oh, yes. Yes, but I mean, it's just odd that one person can have a problem with something like lip syncing, and then it means that everyone else is.
It's all off for everyone. Yeah.
I can't lie. Until you just said lip syncing for the third time, I thought you said lip syncing.
Lip syncing.
Lip syncing.
Lip syncing, fam.
I thought you banned lip syncing. Like,
what's a lip syncing? Oh, lip syncing.
Lip syncing. Right. Kissing it.
What like kissing is it?
Well, lip syncing.
I can't keep up with you. Okay, so has he banned lip syncing?
It still sounds like
yeah,
lip-syncing.
Still say,
lips and ting. No, has he banned lips and ting?
Like lips and ting.
He has. It's true.
Real.
Why? Because he doesn't want else to do it.
Yeah, he probably saw.
I'm going to say real.
He probably saw Eminem at Reading.
Real.
Oh. Real.
That one is real.
I saw you. Do you remember I saw you at Reading when Eminem was on?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Bumped into you.
Yeah.
Where was he, Burger King?
You kind of floated into me.
It was quite weird, wasn't it? Because we weren't expecting to see
each
other.
No. Just like, hey, what are you doing here?
Well, everyone was trying to leave, Charlie. You were sort of blocking the way. It was kind of...
That's rude. More fattest jokes.
It's not fattest.
It's not fattest. It's technically true, I think, actually.
Well, no, it's not.
Someone just texted saying, even the sound of Charlie's voice makes me hungry.
That's a nice thing.
That's a nice thing. Maybe they should get me doing the voiceovers for, like, you know, like food restaurants.
Yeah. Because you've got a voice, you've got like...
A very warm voice.
You've got a voice that sounds like...
I eat a lot of food.
Yeah,
comfort.
Yeah, it's comforting.
Okay.
And actually, in the winter, you want that, don't you? You want that extra layer.
Yeah.
So is this real or no real?
While wearing tight T-shirts in photo shoots, Calvin Harris has admitted to using nipple tape to suppress his frontage.
I like it that boys are now using this.
What's that?
This tape. You know, the tape that the girls use sometimes to stick their nips down. So they don't.
Huh? What do you mean?
The girls do that? I thought it was like a good thing if they're protruding and they're out there.
Not always.
No, I thought the point was a technical, it was like a fashion thing. So it's that you could attach bits of clothes
to your nips.
I don't.
So you have to wear a bra? I thought women wore them.
Yeah, they're called bras.
But no, when they don't want to wear a bra, so they can kind of like tape the dress to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But so they don't fall out.
So, yeah.
But a male version of this, done by Calvin Harris.
Yeah, so Calvin Harris, I guess we can call him a peanut smuggler.
Right. And so is the aim to cover those up then?
Mm-hmm.
Or just hide them? Because it's not, right.
Hey, that happens to me quite a lot when I wear T-shirts.
I can imagine.
You're trying to say I got moobs.
Well,
that's what you're saying, guys.
Maybe a little bit, cuz. Can't see him today, though. Maybe have you got the tape on?
Got his big jacket on. Cold up in Cardiff, it were.
That's not how they speak. Cold up in Cardiff, it were. Down here in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, hello, Wales. I'm really sorry about him.
I love Wales, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite places.
Is it?
I love it.
Why?
I just do. People are so friendly there.
You know, they don't speak like that.
They don't speak like that, but... Right.
They are friendly.
A little bit like that.
They don't.
Yeah.
And they don't, though.
From Wheels. From Wheels.
Calvin Harris is a peanut smuggler. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
There you go. I'm in the lead.
And what about this one?
KTB hired a PA earlier this year after accumulating what she called a staggering number of parking tickets.
Yeah. So, we've all been there.
So she had to hire someone to deal with the backlog.
Yeah.
Now, I seem to remember a story that was in the press regarding a Radio 1 DJ who the nickname then became Scott Bills.
Scott Bills, yeah.
And it was for masses of parking tickets on a scooter.
Wasn't that many?
Really?
Wasn't that many?
Did you have a scooter?
I didn't realise you had to get a parking ticket for them. And the bills mounted up.
He didn't think because they weren't cars, they didn't count.
I can't imagine you on a scooter, was he? Yeah. What scooter was it?
Oh, it's like a...
A Vespa?
That's an electric.
Electric?
I didn't ride it into work, just that in case people like you saw.
That is leave it.
Mel's loves his electric vehicles.
No, I don't.
That's how he rolls.
I don't have any electric vehicles. Nothing says anything wrong with them. In fact, they're very, very good for the environment.
And it's great because you save...
I just don't have one.
In London, it saves on the congestion zone and all that.
My new car...
It's a hybrid car.
It's a hybrid car.
Is it?
Sick. I only found out the other day. I've had it for 2 weeks.
What, you tried to put petrol in, it didn't work?
No, it's a hybrid, so it kind of runs on both.
Yeah.
And, I was like, rah, this petrol's lasting forever.
Yeah.
It's like, I put like a full tank in, and it lasted me a whole week. And in that time, I'd gone home, back, home, and my house is like 100 miles away. Home, back,
in the country.
Home. I went to Newmarket, home.
I don't care. Market,
home. This is cool.
Hybrids are the future, cuz. I spent £80 normally. It cost me in my other car. It cost me £80 to go home and come back. So
Radio
I
one.
Mean, you know, hybrids are the future, cuz.
If you like this, tune to One Extra.
Anyway, so Scott racked up a huge amount of parking tickets.
Like
on
it was a long time ago.
Real
right?
or no real?
No,
is that what it was?
No, it was KTB who can't pay her bills. And therefore
what
has
you mean you
hired
can't pay the bills?
There's been such a backlog of bills.
You're parring KTB now.
No, I'm not parring her though, cuz.
Saying the music ain't selling.
No, I'm not though. Not though. I'm saying that she just can't pay her bills, cuz. Famalam.
Cuz.
Real or no real?
That's real because I actually. It's a funny story.
Oh no. Oh, it won't be. Can I say
what
real?
Do you play any music on your show?
Sometimes. Do you know what? It's real. It's because her assistant is a makeup artist who once came in on my show on One Extra, which does happen Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. It's a brilliant show, better than any other radio show. And she done my makeup for me, dressed me up as a zombie. And then I saw them together again. And I was like, "It's a small world."
Good.
Good story.
So
true story. It? Cool story, bro. Real or no real, KTB, I'm losing the will to live.
What do you mean?
Just say real or no real.
What do you mean?
Because you're boring me.
Why am I boring you?
Because your stories are rubbish.
That was a great story.
It wasn't.
Somebody out there enjoyed it.
Real.
Real. Why are you copying me, cuz?
That one is no real.
Ah!
See, that story wasn't even real.
And finally,
on a 1990s episode of Family Fortunes, a contestant, when faced with the question, name a bird with a long neck, replied, Naomi Campbell.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, are you not worried? So you must be very worried about how your dad's going to answer a lot of these questions.
I'm doing Family Fortunes tonight.
That is so bizarre. My dad's on. Who else?
My best mate.
Yeah.
And my dad's wife.
Yeah.
And my brother's wife. My brother couldn't be bothered.
Could have got Charlie on. Should've with him being on. Your cousin.
Not actually family.
We're cousins.
Not actual fam.
We're not
should've
fam.
Should have got me on. I'd have smashed that.
I'd love to see the sloths.
What do you win? What do you win?
Oh, I don't know. Don't you win, like, speedboats and stuff? Is that still on?
Really?
No. I think you win cars.
You just have to give the money to charity?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
No, it's not. It's good.
Why can't you get to keep the money yourself?
That's not the idea, fam.
It's a normal fam. Is what? Because he's a celebrity, has to give it away.
That's right.
Yes, that's a par, cuz.
I know it
that's
is.
That's why the celebrity is on the show.
Oh.
You've got to choose a charity and give your money to
who
that.
Who are you going
to
give it to?
I've already decided. I'm not saying
I. Oh, come on.
No.
Who is it?
It's a charity, so very good cause.
It's a very good cause. I can't tell you.
I give loads of money to charity.
What do you give it to?
I donate a lot of money to charity. I really do. I'm not joking. I'm not going to go into it because I might be advertising when I have to do that on the BBC.
Oh, my word.
But I do actually. I actually give quite a lot of money every month.
Okay, good. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I do care.
Right, sorry. I'm trying to do the right
thing. I care that you give money to charity, but it's boring.
I'm going
to
say real. It has been awkward today, actually. I'm not sure I've enjoyed it as much.
It feels that it's a bit edgy today.
There's a lot of tension in the air.
Let's wrap it up and come back next week and think about what we've done.
Okay, we'll answer the question first. Real or no real?
Real.
That's real, that one.
What, bird with a long neck, Naomi Campbell?
There's no point in both saying the same.
You say no real, then.
Right, no real.
Oh, God.
That one is real.
Sick. Sick. That's the first time I've won in ages, fam. I feel good about life.
And at the end of that,
I got 10 and Charlie got 30.
Oh, talk to me, cuz.
Right, yeah. So, Charlie Sloth. He's on BBC Radio 1 Extra. He's going to waddle along to the studio now.
Are you going to listen? Do you still listen?
I've got to do Family Fortunes, fam.
Why don't you put it on in the studio?
You can't get it on proper radios, can you?
Huh?
I get it on my phone.
Get it on your phone.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my mobile. Right, I'll put it on now.
Put it on right now.
No, actually, Greg James is on.
What do you mean?
Well, it's difficult, isn't it?
Why?
Because I like you, but I also like him.
You said you like me better than Greg James.
Well, I didn't ever say that.
You did say that.
I didn't say that.
You
though.
Did
I
say
that.
Say
he, that. I didn't say that.
Chris was there.
Okay, let's
you
have a
said
real,
you like me better than Greg James.
Let's have a real think before we do this again next week, shall we, everybody?
Really?
I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's all that we packed into Tuesday's show. Listen tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 o'clock, lunchtime on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, I know, then get the Scott Mills Daily podcast, this one.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.